There will be two lease sales in Anchorage tomorrow. The state will announce the winning bids for its annual North Slope drilling lease sale in conjunction with a federal sale for drilling rights in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. The sales come 3 months after the U.S. Department of the Interior announced the land it'll open for drilling in the NPRA. As APRN's Peter Granitz reports, the state of Alaska, North Slope Borough, and the Arctic Slope Regional Corporation are lashing out against the federal plan.
Interior's preferred alternative plan, released earlier this year, allows for oil and gas production on some 4.5 million acres in the NPRA, or as the state sees the federal move.
By the way, we're gonna take off the table about almost half of what is the potential in the NPRA.
That's Department of Natural Resources Commissioner Dan Sullivan. He says the state agreed to work with federal agencies like the Bureau of Land Management on the interior plan for drilling in the NPRA.
We sign up to be part of the decision-making group, and you put your name on that document when it comes out. Right? The final EIS would have the state of Alaska's stamp of approval saying, yep, we agree with this.
But the state does not approve of it, nor do other involved groups in Alaska, like Arctic Slope Regional Corporation. ASRC's Richard Glenn says the government reneged on a promise to consult tribal corporations.
When we weighed in with our viewpoint as consulting agency on behalf of the borough or as a private landowner on behalf of ASRC, our viewpoints weren't listened to. It's as if their mind was made up before they started the consultation process.
Glenn says Interior has locked up the most promising regions in the NPRA. The federal government says it chose the regions to open and close based on industry interest and protections for wildlife. Jacob Adams works for the North Slope Borough Mayor's Office. He's also a member of the ASRC Board of Directors. He says the borough recommended protecting two specific habitats in the NPRA, but Interior went too far.
I mean, we're conservation-minded, but the secretary has gone way beyond what is necessary to provide protection for the waterfowl and the caribou.
All groups indicated, for their own reasons, that Interior's moves in the NPRA violate various laws. And Commissioner Sullivan says suing the federal government is an option.
Well, I would say it's something that we're taking a look at. It's certainly one of the options.
No one, nobody from the borough, the state, or the corporation, would offer any other option to confront the federal government. In Anchorage, I'm Peter Granitz.